This is St. Louis Public Radio. StoryCorps St. Louis brings you a conversation with 18-year-old Eddie Fox and his foster grandfather, 56-year-old Clyde Trucks. Fox had been in and out of foster care for several years until he was adopted by Trucks' daughter. The two talk about the importance of family.
The most important people in my life have been my mom and dad, just like how they've taken me in and helped make me the person I am today, teaching me like compassion, how to treat other people, like how you've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
That's been really important to me.
You were obviously in the foster care program for 5 or 6 years, and given your age as a teenager, I mean, to me that would be a struggle.
Yeah.
So I would expect some challenges involved. You came to Matt and Christy through the foster care when you were 16. How many foster cares, if I may ask, had you been involved in prior?
The first time I ever went into the foster care system, it was when my dad got like a DUI. My biological dad got a DUI, and we just had nowhere to go. So we went to our second cousin's house, and they abused us, and they pulled our hair, and they made fun of us. And this was like in sixth grade. Once my dad got out of jail, so we lived with him for a while, got another DUI. My biological cousin died in a car accident. We went to go comfort the family, and then my biological mom and my biological dad got intoxicated, and my dad had to go leave for work, so he left with us, and he drove drunk with us in the car. And so, yeah, they called the cops, and we were reentered into the foster care system.
We never really considered foster or adoption, and the education did not come until my daughter informed us that they were considering foster care, and we were scared to death. I'll just be honest. We were scared to death because if you're not involved in it, you hear stories, and they're never positive. Foster kids are, unfortunately, they get a bad rap. They're all bad kids.
Yeah.
Otherwise, their mom and dad would have them, you know, but they're bad kids, and they're out of control. And that's the stigma.
It's not really the kids. It's the mom and dads themselves.
But that's not what's out there.
Yeah, no, it's like we all went to juvenile detention.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're an uncontrollable individual. And then when you hear there's going to be teenagers coming into the home, these guys have got to be really rowdy. And forgive me, but I had my doubts. I'm just being honest here. You have since proved me wrong. I welcome you into my family. You're a great individual. And I think you're going to be fantastic.
My mom's really loving. She's really playful. She goes to the end of the world for me. And my dad, he's the same way. And he goes out of his way to just help me and guide me to be the person that I am, to help make me better. And he teaches me about how to treat other people and just how to build relationships with people. He always stresses compassion and about how other people are important, that and that I am not the only person in the universe, you know, that everything's not centered around me. They're a really great combination. I don't know what I would do without either one of them.
It had to be odd for you. You now have somebody you say grandpa, grandma, mom, dad, cousin.
It was so weird because I never had those things.
Okay.
It was just, I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know what you expected. I don't know. It's just so great, just all the love that you guys have shown us. I think one of the most important things that you show me is that you don't need to have blood between you to be a family.
As long as there's a love, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's love that makes a family.